It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The Biden administration has agreed to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
Cluster bombs open in the air and release small bomblets hitting multiple targets at once. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Ukraine has promised to use the bombs carefully.
We are closely coordinating with Ukraine as it has requested these munitions. Ukraine is committed to post-conflict demining efforts to mitigate any potential harm to civilians.
The decision comes just before a NATO summit in Lithuania, where President Biden is likely to face questions from the two-thirds of alliance members who have banned the use of cluster bombs. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Admitted white supremacist Patrick Crucius is sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in federal prison for the 2019 racist attack at a Texas Walmart. Reporter Chris Fox.
The judge recommending Crucius received mental health treatment while in custody at the Supermax prison in Colorado. Crucius pleaded guilty in February to 90 federal charges after prosecutors took the death penalty off the table. The district attorney in El Paso says the federal sentence won't prevent him from seeking the death penalty in state court. That trial could happen as early as 2024.
23 people were killed, 20 injured after Crucius targeted Hispanic shoppers at the Walmart in El Paso. It's reached 104 degrees in El Paso today, as much of the nation is broiling in the heat. Phoenix hit 111. A toddler has died after her parents left her in a hot car overnight following a 4th of July party in Florida.
Police in Lakeland, Florida have charged Joel and Jasmine Rondon with aggravated manslaughter of a child after they accidentally left their 18-month-old daughter in her car seat in a blazing hot vehicle overnight. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
And this child from 3 o'clock in the morning until she was discovered was harnessed and could not get away from this.
Police say the parents, both 33, both tested positive for drugs and alcohol. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Labor Department reports 209,000 jobs were added in June while unemployment dipped to 3.6%. CBS News contributor Javier David.
What we have here is cooling, but it's not frozen. And the jobs market still robust, still a lot going on, still plentiful and very supportive of people earning more and being able to find jobs if they want them.
Major League Baseball is opening its All-Star Weekend in Seattle. Deputy Mayor Dave Wang says the city has been preparing for 2 years.
Ensure that our residents and visitors have a safe and enjoyable experience throughout All-Star Week.
28 of MLB Pipeline's top 100 prospects will be there. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Tonight, I've got a bonfire at the lake with friends. First, I need a spritz of my off-clean feel. My summer style is all about fun and not about... I don't need Mosquito Bite Red clashing with this crochet top. It's purple. It's bright. I could definitely pair it with my Amethyst eyeshadow palette. Best part is, ugly mosquitoes won't be messing with my fiery vibes. With Off Clean Feel, I've got 8 hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 57. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 80. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion's brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. That's Stately. Hey, welcome. Yeah, exactly. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio, and we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting and thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It's a very big issue for sure. Everybody, you know, there isn't, I think this is always a challenge, you know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from, serious disorder called not in my backyard kind of syndrome, where, you know, we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape, or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody, right? But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, you know, the executive officers of, stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that can swing, their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades. One of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that, you know, that that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right? Yeah. And supports so much of its entire state infrastructure, all of the, you know, all the tributaries that are linked to the Mississippi River would be threatened, and other sources of groundwater. So I think those are like important things for everyone to think about, you know, not just the indigenous people of the state, but mm-hmm. also the entire populace. But, you know, these fights have been going on forever, right?
Yeah, water is life, and I'll tell you, I walk by the Mississippi every day, Dr. Stately, and the river is low, and we've been in the second year of our drought, so it's so precarious when it comes to water. And, you know, you read reports that California wants to divert water from the Mississippi, and, you know, how much is that going to cost with pipelines and all, you know, it's mm-hmm. just it's crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, they already dried up the Colorado River. Now they want to dry up the Mississippi.
Which
is... And don't get me wrong. I lived in California for like 20 years. I really love, there's a lot I love about California. But, you know, they have a big, huge ocean right next to them. They can, like, start, you know, desalinating water from there. I mean, that's what they should be investing in.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
or maybe not have huge lawns and lots of it, and not everybody needs to have a pool in their backyard, you know. I grew up for like 40 years of my life without a pool. I was I did just fine.
Wow, yeah, you know, I agree. It's crazy, and I think just amplifying in these discussions with people, you know, about what's happening in Indian country, because what's going to happen in Indian country is going to happen to you. And I think that's what you alluded to when it comes to everybody needs to keep their eyes on the prize. I mean, just what, 2 years ago, they put water on the stock market. I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of mm-hmm. flag right there.
Yeah. You know what I always tell people, like I have, I've been in some of these conversations. In fact, I just had this conversation yesterday. I mean, I'm sure you remember, like a couple of months ago, or maybe it was about a little over a month ago, we had some people on who were talking about the Friends of Lake Hiawatha thing issue.
Right.
And why it's important to sort of like preserve Lake Hiawatha and even rewild it, because, you know, it's such a precious asset to not just the tribal people or the native people that live in South Minneapolis, but the entire community. And whenever I have the chance, I tell people, like, you know, if native people are speaking up and we're saying, like, this environmental issue needs to be addressed because it's going to harm native people in this way, and these things, we're usually sounding the alarms and the voice of reason on critical things that are going to impact not just us, but people all over the world, right? So native people are who are usually the ones stepping into these spaces and places, talking about it. And whenever people ask me, like, well, why should we be concerned about that? I say, well, you know what? If indigenous people are bringing an issue to the attention of, you know, not just our community, but our state, our region, our nation, it's usually something that's going to impact the entire planet at some point in time, or the rest of the, at least the rest of the United States. You probably should pay attention. What benefits us is going to benefit most people.
Well, Bob Blake always talks about we're the last, you know, the front lines of saving our mm-hmm. environment. And that yep. includes water and everything. We are here for that reason. And that's part of us being native and being here for 10,000 years.
Right. And I think one of the things that I'm always trying to impress upon people is that, you know, our health and our well-being, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, of course, as well, our health is tied to the health of the planet, right? if we don't take good care of the earth, there will be nothing to take care of us really when we need it the most, right? When we start to pollute our water, pollute our air, pollute the land, you know, we're going to see, you know, all kinds of critical things happen that are going to threaten our own physical and emotional and mental well-being. We see that every day. When we start to sort of like pollute the things around us and not take care of the earth and the air, that has real world implications for us as human beings, right? And we got to think about those things.
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, and that all goes, I think what I talked about a little bit earlier, and I think when you jumped in, Dr. Stately, we were talking about is felt like your future depends on it. And, you know, you have young ones and my, you know, and we need to preserve for the next seven generations. And when we talk about the next seven generations, we are really talking about the next seven generations. And that's.
And remembering that we are the embodiment of the seventh generation, right? We're here because seven generations ago, someone was making decisions so that we would have a space and place to inhabit on this earth. And we have the responsibility to do the same thing.
Exactly. Pini Gigi, thank you so much. And hey, thanks for co-hosting Native Roots Radio. You didn't know you were going to do that, but I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do for the community. And, you know, let's do this again tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
News, talk,
and
sports.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Mequon, Wisconsin, at live at Capco Park, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters visit the Lakeshore Chinooks for Game 2 of this series. The Rafters were able to take down the Chinooks yesterday in dramatic fashion, winning 4-3. They had a come-from-behind win in the top of the ninth where they got two runs. But for them, they started off in a game which it was a long game. It was a 3-hour and 20-minute game. It was just a lot of walks between the two teams, 18 combined walks. The pitching struggled on both sides, but the Rafters found ways to win, and they did so in the top of the first inning. They got a run from Ty Johnson, who was able to get home off a sac fly RBI from Jack Gervich. Take it to the bottom of the fifth. Lakeshore got two runs of their own, and they went up 2-1. They also got a run in the bottom of the sixth, going up 3-1. The Rafters were in trouble. They head to the top of the seventh. They get a run off of a wild pitch that allows Brendan Bobo to get home. They cut it to a 3-2 game, and then you take it to the top of the ninth inning. It was a couple walks for the pitcher, Ryan Sell, who really struggled on the mound to close out the game. And then Chris Conniff came up big. He lined a ball into right field, which allowed Hanson to get home, and then eventually another run scored. The Rafters went up 4-3, and they, in a game which they were out hit 10-6, they found a way to take down Lakeshore. For today, the Rafters, starting with Jacob Rosenkrantz on the mound, he's a guy with a 3-0 record. He's had a big start and a big career so far for the Rafters. The Valparaiso former product. He's head to Missouri Baptist next season. So Jacob Rosenkrantz, the Lincolnshire, Illinois native. And he'll be accompanied by Hogan Helixo, the catcher. He'll be started at the two position. Jack Gervich at first base. Chris Conniff at second. Brendan Bobo at third. Luke Hanson at shortstop. And for the outfield, Harrison Didowick gets to start. His Virginia counterpart at left field. Ty Johnson at center. And Nolan Saylor is back in the lineup. We haven't seen him in the lineup for quite some time, so he'll be back at right field. As for the Chinooks, they're going with Blake Coons getting the start on the mound for them. A guy from South Dakota State in Germantown, Wisconsin. He's had four games appearing with a 2-1 record. He won versus Green Bay and lost versus Madison. He won versus Green Bay twice. So he's had 22 innings of work, allowing 20 hits. He's also had 26 strikeouts. So the right-hander getting the start. Joey Spence back at catcher. Drew Townsend wasn't in the lineup yesterday. He's at first. Grant Ross at second. Brady Council at third. And Gabe Ressler, who had a big day yesterday, at shortstop. Hunter Grimes at left field. Avery Owusu-Asidu at center. And Adam Kutwe at right field. So the guy that really hurt the Rafters yesterday was Gabe Ressler. He went 2-for-3 with an RBI. So he is the shortstop and batting in that nine-hole position. He'll be doing that once again. The Rafters, for them, Ty Johnson, Luke Hanson, and Brendan Bobo are set to bat up first. Hanson, we haven't seen him really bat second. We've seen him lead off, and then he's been kind of towards the bottom of the order. But a guy that has been okay at the plate. There, he started off 0-for-3, but he since then has started to get some hits across and started to kind of find his rhythm. He was yesterday. He pinch hit for Chris Conniff, and you know it was big for him. It pinch ran for him, and it was big. And he got across home plate, he had a big time coming out and making it happen. He's a very good base runner, so for him to get that run across really propelled this Rafters team. They brought in Julian Tristan in the bottom of the ninth yesterday, and he recorded his seventh save. He had two outs, and then there was two straight hits, but to end the game, it was a flyout, which Ty Johnson caught in center. So that really ended the game, and the Raptors just found a way to win. They struggled in that game. It was obviously a long 3-hour and 20-minute game. There wasn't much action for them, only 6 hits, but the important thing for them was 4 runs, and they got the two biggest runs in the top of the 9th inning. So Lakeshore, a team that's 1-2, just like the Raptors. Both teams right now sit tied for third. There are two teams that are 2-1, and the rest of the four teams are in the Great Lakes West Division are 1-2. So for them, you know, the Raptors can get back to 500 with a win tonight in sort of a race where they started a 0-2 record against the Mallards, and just it was a tough game for both games. They just weren't able to get runs home, but that's all behind them. They lost 3 straight. They were not able to clinch the playoffs, and losing to the Dock Spiders in a way in which they did. But yesterday was a feel-good, a bounce-back type of win, and they're hoping to do so once again today. So first pitch coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Capco Park, as the Raptors looking to sweep this series. They lead the season series 5-3, so this would be big for them in getting back to winning ways. They have a big homestand coming up. 7 of their next 8 games are at home, so a win today would send them on a homestand, which hopefully for them can start to get a lot more wins in. 21-17 overall. So right now, tied for third in the Great Lakes West Division. So yeah, you look at them, this team can get ways to get going and get back to their normal selves, because they're 20-15 in the first half. A game which we're losing to the Dock Spiders, and then Green Bay won, so that's why they didn't clinch the Great Lakes West Division and a playoff berth. Green Bay did. So that was the difference there. Johnson leading off with Luke Hansen batting second. Brendan Bobo batting third. Jack Gervich fourth. David Rivera, he's DHing today. He's batting fifth. Harrison Didowick sixth. Chris Conniff seventh. Hogan Heligso eighth. And Nolan Saylors batting in the nine hole. As for the Chinooks, Grant Ross batting first. Avery Owusu-Asaidu coming in after. Hunter Grimes third. Joey Spence, 4th. Brady Council, 5th. Jared Everson, 6th. Adam Kootway, Drew Townsend, and Gabe Ressler batting in the 9-hole. So Ressler had a big day yesterday and looking to do so once again today. The Raptors are in their maroon tops with the gold lettering on front and back. And they also have the black leggings as well. They wore the gray leggings yesterday. As for the Chinooks, they're in their black tops with the blue logos on the front and back and their white leggings. So they were in all black yesterday. A little bit different here today. Capco Park, the site of the Chinooks at Moonlight Graham Field. A great ballpark with Lake Michigan in the right field background. So Raptors finalizing this series in which they hope to sweep Lakeshore. And they've won here twice, so looking to do so once again. So first pitch coming up here very shortly. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back here at Moonlight Graham Field, Blake Coons warming up right now on the mound. Ty Johnson walking over to the batter's box to step in, a guy that's had 39 hits on 129 at-bats, the leader in hits and at-bats. He's batting a 302, 18 RBIs, and 18 strikeouts. So he went 1-for-2 with a run yesterday. He also had an RBI and was walked twice. So had a big day, as he does so often. So Coons, the right-hander out of South Dakota State. This all-turf field with the dirt mound. So Ty Johnson, the left-hander, the future Baylor product. The guy that helped make the program's second consecutive appearance to the JUCO World Series for McLennan Community College in Grand Junction and was named a NGCAA Academic Team of the Year with a 3.40 team GPA. So he helped do so a standout in high school in both sports of football and baseball. a two-time first-team All-District in football, was the Marcus Football Scholarship recipient, was also the Special Teams Player of the Year. So quite the athlete. He batted a 325 in high school on the baseball side. 9 stolen bases and 26 RBIs. And also was a first-team All-District selection in baseball as well. So Ty Johnson hitting the Power 5 next season for the Baylor Bears. And he'll step in the left-hander. On Blake Coons, 2 wins versus Green Bay and a loss versus Madison. You know, fire the first offering and it comes in for a ball. 26 strikeouts. He's only allowed 7 runs and he'll serve the 1-0 and find the strike zone 1-1. So Blake Coons, the right-hander, he'll look, set, serve the third pitch. And once again, inside of the strike zone, 1-2. Matthew Moeller got the start for the Chinooks yesterday. 7 strikeouts. So he had a big day, as he does so often against the Rafters. A 1-2 swing and a miss, but it's a drop third strike. Spence throws it over in time to Townsend for 1 down. So Luke Hansen, he'll step in. A guy that's had 4 hits on 16 at-bats. 4 hits. He's batted a 250. 3 runs as well with 7 strikeouts. A Virginia Cavalier, who also was an unbelievable football quarterback in high school, went 25-5 at Lafayette High School. Was named the 2020-2021 Male Athlete of the Year. And he sees the second strike 0-2. And he served as a 2-year captain in each sport. Was the number 14 player overall in Virginia. And the 0-2 swerves outside for a ball. 1-2. So Johnson struck out to a putout. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Coons sets, fires up and above the zone. 2-2. And Coons goes to work quickly once again. Swing and a miss upstairs. Strike 3. So Luke Hansen strikes out. And this brings up Brendan Bobo. 2 down for the Chinooks here early. Brendan Bobo yesterday went 1-for-3 with a run. He also got a double, was walked and hit by a pitch, so had a little bit of everything. So Bobo named the team MVP last season, led the league in home runs, was 17, and sees the 0-1. He's got 19 hits on 82 at-bats, batting a 232. And Coons sets high, delivers, and that bounces low just before the ankle of Bobo, and it comes in for a ball, 1-1. So 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 down. Coons fires, swing and a miss on a curve. Bobo bends low to try to get under it, but it comes in for the second strike, 1-2. So Coons goes to work. He'll serve in the fourth offering, and it goes up and high for a ball. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He struck out 24 times this season, and the 2-2 high and away. On the left side, Spence reaches out to his left to make that grab. The count is full, 3-2. The 3-2 foul back. So a strikeout to a putout for Johnson. A strikeout swinging for Hansen. 2 strikeouts so far for Coons. The 3-2. Right down the plate for strike 3. So Blake Coons retires the side. A 3 strikeout inning. We head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson,
Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call in their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning as Jacob Rosencrantz getting a start. Seven games appeared in with a 3-0 record. He won versus Lakeshore earlier in late May. He also won versus Madison in Fond du Lac. So undefeated as a starter, 26 innings of work, allowing 22 hits, 3 runs, and 17 strikeouts. So he had a 2-2 record with Valparaiso this season with 11.3 ERA. So grad transferring to the NAIA powerhouse of Missouri Baptist. So he's excited to just play and get a lot of work on the mound because he didn't so. That Valparaiso was a little disappointed in the way that went. So he serves in the first pitch and it comes in for a ball on Grant Ross, who went 1-for-3 yesterday. A guy batting a 417. As he's swinging a ground ball over to Hanson, fields it up and throws it on to first in one motion, almost looked like, for one down. That looked really easy for Hanson, the shortstop. And now it's one down. We head to Avery Owusu-Asedu, batting a 233, 9 RBIs for him, 0-for-5. He also has a home run as well. One down, and Rosencrantz lifts high and serves, and it pops up on the inside, 0-1. Owusu Asedu, a reliable center fielder, always seemingly making the right plays. And he sees the 0-1 come in, and he flies it out right field, drifting away, and it pulls on the outfield side, 0-2. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Chinooks. In the top of the first, the Rafters trying to respond. And he sees the 0-2 up and inside and pushes away, 1-2. So Rosencrantz grew up in Houston, Texas, but since moved to Lincoln Gyre, Illinois, and he throws in. The fourth pitch, it comes way inside, backing away, was Owusu Asedu, and he sees the second ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, Jacob Rosencrantz. Locked 18 innings in 2022, and the 2-2 comes in low for a ball, 3-2. He had 20 strikeouts this season. He allowed 46 hits and 40 runs. But the count is full. Rosencrantz, the payoff. A swing and a skied ball. Running after it is Gervich. Coming to track it down is Haligzo. and drops the ball. What seeming like a routine catch goes in and out of his glove. And Holigzo a little bit frustrated with that. That could have been an easy pop out. But Owusu-Aseidu will stay alive. That was near the dugout of the Chinooks. Gervich was trying to track it down. Holigzo thought he had the better angle. But that dropped on the tip of his glove. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The count runs full, and Rosencrantz will set. He'll fire again. And this one is skied away on the right field side. So Owusu-Aseidu, a power hitter, a guy that is 6'4 and 230 out of Waukesha, Wisconsin. Rosencrantz looks down. He'll step high, the 3-2, and lower the zone for ball number 4. So Aseidu will take first, and that puts the first runner on this game for both teams. So Aseidu will take first. Was fortunate not to get popped out. Hunter Grimes, the left fielder at the University of Arkansas, batting at 241, went 2-for-5 yesterday with a double and 2 RBIs. So he had 16 RBIs on the season. He also has a home run. And Rosencrantz sets in and serves, but it comes in inside of the left edge for a ball, 1-0. Rosencrantz, he's a tall himself. He's a guy that stands at 6'6", and he'll serve in a strike, 1-1. So Owusu-Aseidu stands at first, 1 ball, 1 strike, and 1 down. Rosencrantz looks over at first, and Gervich is there, but Owusu-Aseidu, an easy get back, and he'll lead off there now. One ball, one strikes. A set to serve. The throw from Holigzo is way over the head of Conniff. Drops into second. Over the second baseman into center field. But Owusu-Aseidu, a successful stolen base. That's his 10th of the season. So Holigzo wasn't able to make that pop out. And commits an error. So Owusu-Aseidu stands at second. Grimes sees the 2-1. A swing and a line drive that hooks into the right fielder of Sigler. Is able to make the grab and throws a bullet down to third. Owusu-Aseidu slides cleat first into third. Tags up there in time. And now he puts himself in scoring position. Prime scoring position. 90 feet away at third. 2 down, Joey Spence. We'll step in. 23 RBIs for him, 4 home runs, which leads the team. He also has 23 RBIs as well, which also is first in the team. So the catcher, the left-hander Rosencrantz will fire, and a swing and a line drive that drops into the right center field gap. Owusu-Aseidu gets home, heading for second. And Spence, he'll get there in time. And now, the Chinooks lead 1-0. So a line drive from Spence, up to 24 RBIs now. Lakeshore strikes first.
Third baseman, Curry Council.
So a 1-run RBI double for Joey Spence, and this brings up Brady Council. Batting a 278 and 12 RBIs, and the first pitch comes in for a strike. No balls, 1 strike, 2 down. Rosencrantz with the ball in his glove stands on the first base side of the slab. He'll kick high and deliver. That goes through the legs of Holigzo and throws it over to third. That's over the head of Bobo. And getting home this time is Spence. So another error from Hogan Holigzo. Very uncharacteristic of the Creighton catcher. Throws it over the head of the third baseman, Bobo, and now Lakeshore up 2-0 off of an error. So one ball, one strike. Spence gets home. Owusu Asedu gets home. And a curveball delivers in right down the zone for a strike. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 count, two down. Rosencrantz will come set. He'll serve. And a curve that pulls low of the zone. 2-2. So Lakeshore in front, 2-0. Two balls, two strikes. Yesterday, the Rafters got a run in the top of the first. But right now, Lakeshore in front. And the 2-2 low and away for a ball, 3-2. So a ground out to short from Ross, a fly out from Grimes. Those are where the 2 outs came from. But Lakeshore in front. The 3-2, swinging a bouncer that just pulls foul before the third base bag. Brady Council yesterday went 2-for-3 with a run. He also had 2 walks. He also made that miraculous play at third base in the top of the eighth where it was a running Rafter headed on his way to third. A ball grounded over away from the bag at third, and Council dove and tagged the bag just before the runner got there. The 3-2 and low for a ball outside, and Council will take first. So the DH, Jared Everson, and also the Minnesota Golden Gopher from Holman, Wisconsin, batting a 203. So the left-hander, 6 RBIs. Council at first. Rafters just trying to get out of this inning. And Rosencrantz will file. Council will throw over. The throw from Alexo to Hansen is not in time, and Council seals second. So once again, Brady Council stealing a base. He did so twice yesterday. Every time he gets on base, he's got great timing. 1-0 from Rosencrantz and pulled right side for a foul. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Rafters retired 2 of the first 3 batters, but since then have struggled. And the 0-2, a swing and a ground ball over to Conniff at second, scoops it up and lobs it on over to first for the third out. But the Rafters give up 2 runs. Chinooks lead 2-0. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second inning, Rafters down 2-0. Lakeshore, two runs. It was a one-run RBI double from Spence, which allowed Owusu-Asedu to get home. And then Spence got home off of an error from Holixo when he was stealing third. He overthrew the head of Bobo. So Jack Gervich, a guy batting at 297, 30 hits this season. He's tied for first in RBIs with 21. He's also second in the team in home runs with four. Yesterday went 1-for-3. Had that RBI, a sac fly RBI to left, which allowed Johnson to get home in the first. The 0-2 popped back at the backtrack. So Gervich from Pacific Palisades, California, at the University of San Diego. He'll see the 0-2 from Coons and a swing and a bouncer. A little bit away from first as Ross comes over from second, throws it down, and a quick throw to get one down. So David Rivera, the DH, 2-for-12 this season so far with two strikeouts, batting a 167. David Rivera batted a 397 for Hope International. Acquired 57 runs and 69 hits. He also had 17 home runs, just lit up the stat sheet on the batting side. And then on the defensive side, he had 36 putouts in the field with 77 assists. And the 0-1, low for ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one down. Coons will look and deliver. Swing and a miss low. 1-2. Rivera yesterday went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Did a pinch hit for him later on in the game. And the 1-2 fires in and a swing and a line drive that drops before Owusu-Asedu can get to it. And Rivera will take first.
Left fielder.
So this brings up Harrison Didowick. Rivera, his first hit of the series. A shallow fly ball to center, and it drops. Didowick with four hits on 25 at-bats with four runs as well, batting a 160. As the first pitch comes in for a ball, Rivera at first. A 1-0 count with one down. Coons will look. He'll serve, and Didowick hits a ground ball over to Ross at second. Underhands it to Ressler. Throws it back to Townsend at first. So a 4-6-3 double play for the Chinooks. We head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 57, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 80. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 74.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the Home Run Hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5